our service where we share of our joys and concerns. And this morning I have a few prayer concerns that have come in from our church family and extended family. And first, we send continued prayers for Doug and Bob Ward as they go through their individual health struggles, and pray for strength and healing for both of them. And so for Bob and Doug Ward, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. The second, we have a few from Lucy Toriaga. First, she asks for prayers for her cousin Alpha, who is in New Jersey, and both Alpha and her family of four that are out there have all been diagnosed with the coronavirus, and so we lift them up for healing this morning. Lucy also wanted to add a prayer in for her nephew, Edwin Tenlau, who used to play with the Messenger Band and passed away suddenly in New York of a heart attack. And so we send our thoughts and prayers for his family and give thanks for the life of Edwin. And so for Alpha, her family, for Edwin and his family, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We also have a prayer request this morning from Vanjie Laurel, whose son Michael is a nurse, and he has flown to New Jersey to go work with patients who have been diagnosed with the coronavirus there. And so we ask for protection around Michael and all of those that he will be working with. And with that, we ask for protection around all of our healthcare workers, especially those who are on the front line. I know Irene Piga, who's a nurse over at the Kaiser Downey, is working with corona patients there as well on that floor. And so we have many in our congregation who are healthcare workers, nurses and radiologists and pathologists and all of that. And Lord, we just ask you for your protection around them to keep them safe and to keep their families safe as well. And so for Michael and Irene and all of our healthcare workers, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We also have a prayer request from the Austria family. Rayanne lifted that her grandma Amelia Lim is in the Heritage Rehab Center. And Rayanne asked for prayers for grandma and the other residents and healthcare workers in her facility to keep them safe, as we've seen a lot of the nursing home and assisted living centers are getting hit with this virus. And we just ask for protection around Amelia and those in her residence and all of those living in residential homes and facilities, that God will protect them, especially so many grandmas and grandpas that we love so much that are living in those. And so for God's protection for each of these, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And with that, on this Easter morning, I invite us to go to God in prayer. Will you pray with me? O God, with faces touched by the light of a new day and hearts warmed by our prayers and praises, we come before you to pray for the needs of our world. Into the light of Easter morning, we raise those who are struggling with illness, with despair over their lives, or with the breakdown of relationships. May the light of Christ shine upon them. Into the light of Easter morning, we bring those places into our world where war, violence, poverty, and need are experiences of everyday life. May the light of Christ shine upon them. Into the light of Easter morning, we bring the headline news of this season. We hold in our hearts the pain of those suffering violence, bereavement, or conflict. May the light of Christ shine upon them. And into the light of Easter morning, we bring ourselves, the private struggles, the heart's yearnings, the hidden dreams, the unfulfilled potential. May the light of Christ shine upon them. And may the light of Christ shine upon each one of us here worshiping together and connected by your Holy Spirit as we connect our voices together with the prayer of all disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. and give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.